transmitiendo nuestra comunidad al mundo.
Our first episode here in our podcast, and we are all here from the Santa Cruz County drug-free community, and I'm part of the group YADA. My name is Angie de la Cruz. I'm at NHS. I'm a senior, and I'm president.
Hi guys, I'm Mariana Soto. I'm also a senior at Nogales High School. I'm vice president of the FHL club.
Hi guys, my name is Itzel Sanchez. I am a senior and my school is Nogales High School, and I represent the Boys and Girls Club.
Hi, my name is Nicole Felix. I'm also part of the YADA group, and I'm from NHS and I'm a senior as well.
Hi guys, my name is Renee Brown and I'm a part of the Gear Up community in my school, which is Nogales High School, and I am a sophomore.
Hey guys, I'm Emilio Farias. I'm from Nogales High School. I'm a freshman, and I'm vice president of YADA.
Hi guys, my name is Jose Miranda, and I'm president of the Gear Up Club.
So, hello, I'm Angel. I'm a sophomore at Ririco High School, and I'm representing Gear Up. I'm also vice president of the College and Career Bond Club.
Thank you guys. So now we're going to be talking about our groups that we are in. So in YADA, it's Youth Against Drug and Alcohol. We are a prevention group, so we can prevent youth from not doing the things that we, the things that we talk about. So for example, like opioids, marijuana, alcohol, and etc. We try to do a lot of activities for the youth. We do movie nights, we go and try to do fundraisers. Like for example, we're doing a fundraiser on November 11th at Panda. And I'm gonna pass it on to Nicole so she can explain a little bit more about YADA.
So with YADA, not only is like helping like the communities help it, you get a benefit from it. And what I have gotten, especially, was that as a shy person, I got to communicate better. And with helping others, is like I got to meet new people, and they get to express themselves freely as well. And to explain a little bit more, I would pass it on to Emilio so he could explain a little bit more as well.
YADA is also to learn, for us to learn. We learn how to help our friends get away from drugs, and it helps us show them not to use drugs. Like, something.
Peer pressure.
Helps us show how to prevent, like, an overdose or something. Yeah.
I am a part of the Gear Up community, and Gear Up is a lot of trying to learn new things and get new things like started. So like recently they're helping us find like community service to like get to colleges and financial aid, and they also try to teach us like what not to do, how to create the right path for yourself and reach your goal. And now I'm going to pass it on to the other students that are in Europe.
So I'm Angel, this is Jose Miranda, and Europe is pretty much a program in all of Santa Cruz County that is meant mainly for the class of 2024. It helps you create a post-secondary plan, and it pretty much makes you feel more comfortable when it comes to colleges and applying, knowing where to apply, how to get the scholarships, and much more. It's only not only college, but if you want to go to trade schools and other stuff like that.
We also have a Gear Up College and Career Bound Club. And in this club, we will be exploring careers, having guest speakers, visiting colleges and technical schools, etc. The Wellness Club is also run by our Gear Up coaches that made the club.
I'm representing Boys and Girls Club, and I started as a member, and also I'm part of FHL Club, and I started doing community service hours in Boys and Girls Club, and then after doing a lot of community service, they recommend me, and now I got a position called VIP, which is a training, and Boys and Girls Club is basically for all kids starting at ages of 5 from to 17. And it's a place where they can be themselves, and we help them do their homework. And after doing their homework, they can go play. We do different crafts. We have a art section, so they can do whatever they want. And all the weeks we try to have different crafts every day so they can be more creative. And also there's another place where they can be active, playing sports and a lot of fun games.
Okay, so I started FHL when I was a freshman. So it's my fourth year, and thankfully I was able to become vice president my last year. And that's been really helpful because I've been able to be more active, and I've had more opinions. And well, FHL stands for Future Health Leaders, and what we do is we have a lot of community service. For example, we donate baskets to the elderly and their caregivers, and we go and we drop them off. We also had an opioid prevention event, which was called Just for the Health of It, and we also get presentations from other medical professions, not just doctors. We get pharmacists, firefighters, paramedics, whatever you can think of. And that personally has really helped me see myself in what career I want to pursue, because I'm going to go to college next year. And yeah, so
Thank you. It was very interesting hearing you guys' groups, because not a lot of people know about like the other youth groups that are in the community. So I'm going to start asking questions so we can get to know each other a lot more. For Boys and Girls Club, can anyone that wants community service just enter, and like, what do they have to do in order to actually be in your guys' club?
Well, you can be a member if you have like the age they accept, like from 5 to 17. But also it depends now from the situations of the virus. I don't know if they're accepting community service, but any club can go and ask for community service if we need it, and they will always like try to accept you. And it's the same thing as I do. You just help kids with their homework. After you finish helping them with the homework, you can play with them, you can do art with them. And it's funny because all the kids have different personalities, and you get to know them better and to get along with different kids with personalities that it makes you develop different skills to treat people. So it's really cool.
I had a question for the Boys and Girls Club, which is, what are the activities that usually are given in the Boys and Girls Club?
Activities? Pues depende también. Y tratamos de todos los días de la semana en arte, siempre intentamos de que cada día sea un craft diferente. Hay veces que también aceptamos donaciones, por ejemplo, FHL siempre nos ayuda con donaciones, por ejemplo, los tubos de papel. Esos nos ayudan mucho porque los niños hacen así como last week fue Spirit Week and we did Inside Out characters with that, and it was really cool because the kids get to do their own emotions in Inside Out, so it's fun. And also on the active area, every day they play different games, and so they stay active. And also there's a section where they can play table games like chess, and a lot of they can do puzzles and they can play with each other. So.
Tienes una pregunta para nosotras.
En pues en Yada qué hacen, lo hacen afuera de la escuela, entonces qué tipo de actividades hacen afuera de.
Well, in Yada, the activities we do is the free movie at the park, and like for example, we had one that we gave them popcorn, we put on a movie. I don't really remember which movie it was. Luca, that's the movie. It was a beautiful movie. it was a beautiful movie. It's really fun because you get to see kids there, like they're sitting down with their parents, or some even bring their dogs, and like some kids, like, they'll be playing and they see the movie start and they'll run like to the field just to watch the movie. And we have youth on the border conferences, community workshops, community prevention messages, and the radio show. And we have different events. We try to help out the community as much as possible. Like, we're trying to do fundraisers because we're trying to go on a trip so we can go on a conference over there. So we can like hear other people's stories on their youth groups over there. And well, in my opinion, my favorite activity, because I've been in Yada for 4 years already, and my favorite activity has always been in Thanksgiving. Because in Thanksgiving, we give them, like, we make a box full of, like, supplies for, like, the people in need. And we put in turkeys, potatoes, stuffing, and all kinds of goodies for them. And we go and deliver it at their house. And once when we delivered, like, a box, there was a lady crying. And she was like, muchas gracias. Like, it was the most, like, sentimental thing ever. And, like, just seeing the kids happy and, like, them opening the box, they're like, oh, we have food. Like, they were the most happiest people there. And that's, like, the activities we have. It's really fun. Do you guys have any questions?
I want to learn a little bit more about Gear Up and, like, what you guys represent, what you guys do.
Yeah, so Gear Up is a lot of trying out, like, what you really, really want to do. Like, for me personally, when we, our coaches or, like, our teachers is Sonia and Christy. And so they helped us understand, like, how to make the right path for yourself, see what you like, and, like, how things around you may benefit from it. Like, take stuff that you need, like, don't leave it there and be like, oh, I'll do that next year. No, do it now. Because then if you don't do it next year, then you'll do it in the following year. And then you'll run out of time. But for me personally, when in my gear up in my school, is a lot of trying to learn the path that you're going on. Do you guys want to add to it?
So for us, it's pretty much the same thing. Knowing what path you want to take, knowing all your options available. All your options. Well, yeah, basically. And our coaches are our mentors, right? They teach us a lot of good things that I had no idea of before until I met them. They really helped me out, figure out a lot of things, coming with scholarships, like finance and stuff.
And how would people join the group that you're in?
Okay, so FHL is sponsored by CHEC, and we're a club at Nogales High School after school, and we meet every other Monday. People are welcome to sign up. For example, today we did the college fair at the school, and we gave a presentation to people, and we told them that if they were interested, they could sign up. And you know, you could reach out to me or like Lupita, and if you guys are interested in the club. And it's very beneficial. We have a lot of community service. We get involved a lot with our community. We have a lot of scholarship options too, which is really good if you're a senior right now. So, yeah.
Well, I heard a lot of great things about your guys' group. I'm probably gonna join them.
All of them.
With what I was hearing from all of you, like the groups, what expectations did you guys have at first, and with what expectations, or like what impressed you the most after coming, like, and being in the groups for a while? I'll start with you.
Okay. Well, I was a freshman at first, and it was the very first club I actually joined. You know, as a freshman, I was very nervous to, you know, open up, and like, it was scary, especially because I come from a very small school. So at first, like, my impression was, oh my god, I'm gonna be like nervous, I'm not gonna be able to, I don't know, communicate what I think. But now as a senior, I have been able to be more open with the FHL members, and I've been able to state my opinion. Like, for example, we're actually redesigning our logo, we're redesigning our shirts, which is really good to have like an opinion on. And so yeah.
Well, it all started because my sister needed to do community service, and both at the same time joined FHL club, and we needed to do community hours, but we didn't knew where to complete them. So the coordinator of FHL told us, go to Boys and Girls Club, and it was the first time I knew Boys and Girls Club exists. And I started doing community service since freshman, and until last year when I was still a junior, they offered me a job, so I got accepted. and now that I'm working, that I have a lot of time working, I have realized like all the kids. Me estoy encariñando con todos los niños. Uno, la mayoría sí, de que llegan y me chulean. y pues te encuentras con diferentes personalidades, o así de que hay unos que ya te hablan así de cosas muy interesantes y tú te quedas así como, parece que estoy hablando con uno de ustedes, así un niño chiquito. Y hay veces que me hacen preguntas acá muy de pensar, pues, de niños chiquitos, pues, y ya nos podemos hablar. Y ahorita, pues, pues, he aprendido muchas cosas de ellos. O sea, ellos ahorita me están enseñando a mí muchas cosas. Y, pues, estoy agarrando muchas lecciones de vida de ellos también.
Well, when I first heard about the group, Yara was from Angie. And, I didn't have really that much expectations, as because I've never been in a group or part of like really anything. And when joining, I was like really nervous at first. And then like with the members of like the group, it's like we've all become like a family, and it's like really nice to see how a stranger becomes really close to you. So I really like that.
Well, when I joined YADA, I was a freshman, and I didn't know anything about it, but I had a primo that was part of it, and he used to tell me, like, he was like, oh, it's really fun and everything. He was like, you should join, and I was like, okay, like, I was like, fine. I was like, I didn't see any interest in it at first, and at that time, Sonia, sorry, Sonia was just like, yeah, like, they gave me an application and everything. We had to write an essay. I was like, really, an essay? But I was like, okay. And but then like afterwards, like the first meeting, like you got along with everyone there. Like even like they were all older than me. I was like the smallest there. Like they were all seniors. And then my sister was a sophomore. And like they got along with me like quickly. And then they're like, oh, like go to the next event and everything. And yeah, like I started going, and like little by little I had like the biggest interest in it. I started telling my friends all about it. And then now having the opportunity on being a president, like I get to like have that like impact on others. So like inviting other people, like I met a lot more new people. I'm more open because I used to be really shy. I still am. But I used to, like, in freshman year, I was always that girl alone. But now, like, I have a big group of friends, and, like, I have now my family, and then you guys are going to become my family, too. And, like, it's just, you get to, like, get closer with other people, and you feel more as, you feel more powerful when there's more people right by your side.
Yeah, so GearUp has always been with me. It had begun in seventh grade. That's when we was first introduced to my class. And it was very, like, to us, it was like, oh, cool, like, we have a free class, there's going to be speakers, okay, cool. And so then they go in, and they start telling us what it is, and then I started getting more interested into it, and I realized the benefits that come out of GearUp and how it can help you a lot. And so then eighth grade started. It went throughout eighth grade except until COVID happened. So then it stopped for a little bit. And then as soon as I went into ninth grade, it came back. And I went into all the meetings that were given for GearUp. It was like these little like Zoom meetings and like our mentors, and they would like help us like understand like how high school is going to work. And it was a lot of fun. And I get to meet a ton of new people that were a part of the GearUp. And so with that, it gave me the opportunity to get community service hours, which was a huge benefit to start with, especially as a freshman. So it was like a huge thing for me. And then when I went back into sophomore, and it wasn't online anymore, it was all open campus and we can all go back to school. And it went back to going to GearUp and seeing our mentors like there. So it's always been really fun.
Pues. Yo entré porque estaba aburrido. Estaba aburrido y no había nada con que desaburrirme. Mi tía me dijo del grupo Yara y decidí entrar. Y desde hace como un año estoy en 8th grade, entré. Pues me ha encantado mis amigos. Me ha gustado ser vicepresidente y pues está chido.
Well, Gerald got introduced to us in 8th grade, and they were just really talking about all the opportunities that we can have and everything. And then our freshman year, well, nothing really happened because of everything going on with the pandemic and everything. But as soon as we came back in our sophomore year, we started having meetings and everything, and I didn't join at first. Angel did, and he told me to join, and I don't know, I just liked it, and I thought it was really fun. So then I decided to run for president, and now I'm president.
So I was in eighth grade when I got first introduced, like Jose said, right? And it seemed like a easy way to learn valuable stuff that might help me out in the future or when I want to go to college, right? Because that's the plan for me. And it was in freshman year, a lot of COVID got in the way, so we really couldn't meet. There would be like Zoom meetings or Google Meets here and there, but it helped you out because there was mentors in English, math, and science, right? They really helped you out if you needed it. The help was there, which I feel like benefited a lot of students. And GearUp has always been a place where you can go if you're not feeling good, if you need some advice, if you're confused, or if you're just stressed and having a hard time. The GearUp coaches are always there for you. and they always want what's best for you.
Wow, well, like hearing you guys like talk about like your guys' groups and everything, like you, a lot of youth doesn't know about like groups this way, and like some even like just say, oh, well, it's gonna be boring, but like you never know unless you try it, you know? And I mean, hearing guys' stories and everything, it makes me want to join every single group now. And so I think I'm gonna close it off here. Does anyone have anything to say? No?
I don't think
okay,
so.
Well, follow us in our socials. Here in Yara, in Facebook and Twitter, it's at SCCDFCC. And on our TikTok and Instagram, it's at DrugFreeSCC.
So for Gear Up, it's Santa Cruz Gear Up. That's for Facebook and Instagram.
And for CHEC, which is also, well, FHL, it's also Facebook and Instagram, and it's just at CHEC.
From Boys and Girls Club, it's on Facebook, it's Boys and Girls Club of Santa Cruz County.
Okay, well, thank you guys for watching. We'll see you in the next episode.
Transmitiendo nuestra comunidad al mundo.